We're still on the boat.
Bowling out, bowling out, bowling out.
Super! All right, hello and welcome back to Bowling Out
Super.
I'm your host, Jeremy Hammond, joined as always by Alex Patak.
Oh, hello.
And Katie Rose Leon.
Hey, gang, got my Crocs on.
And joining us today is the creator of Down by the Duck Pond and Cartoon Monsoon. It's Joe Rumrill.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Joe,
hey.
How are you?
Pretty good. I'm all right. You know, I don't know how you guys usually start these things.
This is how we usually
start
these things.
There were some traditions that you guys just did that I did not feel a part of.
Would you like to do another one for
it's
you?
It's not for
no,
you.
No, no, no. Well, I do want to know, is there, you said jingle, jingle, jingle.
Oh, there's a jingle.
Is there
that
a theme
I'll drop
song?
In post, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Who did you guys write
it? It was Jeremy's band.
Jeremy's
oh, okay,
band.
Gotcha.
Oh,
okay.
And actually, cool. Joe, interestingly enough, has opened for Headless Dentist
yeah.
before.
You
I had
have.
The coveted
yes,
spot.
Yes, that's true. Let's get into this podcast.
All right.
Joe.
If you want to.
Joe, you are famously a human cartoon.
I really like animation.
You're actually currently wearing a Ernie from Sesame Street
Ernie
shirt.
Sweatshirt on.
Yes.
Yes.
Were you a fan of Dragon Ball?
No, not at all. Zero. Zero nostalgic ties to this show that you guys are devoting your weekends to. And I don't understand why. I wanted to go into this with an open mind. I was like, these guys like this, and you don't, Joe, but you're gonna... And it was more interesting than I thought it would be, but... Good God, you guys. Come on.
Wow. Someone sounded like a real Bert today.
I know, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, really.
Where's Bert?
Well, maybe
sweatshirt.
I'll come around. You guys, I feel as though there's a lot I need. There's a lot of prerequisite stuff that you need. You can't just watch episode whatever it was, like whatever number
yeah,
that
it's
was.
It's a dense text.
So before this episode at Bulma's birthday party, there's about, 600 episodes worth of content plus, 20-something
movies. I feel like it's got to be more. Yeah.
I mean, there's hours and hours and hours of plot development leading to this point.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's insane.
Well, that's kind of the idea of the show, I guess, is that we're trying to see what happens when we just drop people in the deep end like this.
To be fair, yeah. You're experiencing this like how I used to watch it as a kid, because I would just watch it on cable whenever it was on before Sailor Moon. And Adult Swim at the time did not air things in order at all.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, really?
No, back in the day on, this would have been Toonami back then.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right, Toonami.
The late afternoon Toonami block, when they would show it either after Sailor Moon or after Reboot, depending on what season it was.
Oh, damn, Reboot.
It's so funny that Reboot is in there with all this stuff,
yeah.
too.
Well, it's not like it's like
none
a
of it goes together
yeah,
at all.
Well, that whole block, I was just not, that meant, switch the channel.
You didn't like
the
Reboot either?
Me. No, well, no, I liked Moltar. But I feel
yeah,
like
I
like Space Ghost Coast to Coast version of Moltar and not CGI Toonami Moltar. Whenever
oh, yeah.
he would come on, that would mean it's time to...
Switch over to what, Boomerang?
Oh, I wish I had Boomerang. Oh, man.
Wait,
grew up Boomerang list.
Did Moltar used to host
yeah,
Toonami?
Before they invented Tom, yeah.
Yo, I was all about Tom.
Who the hell is Tom?
Tom's your cool friend who can drive and he shows you anime. He just wears a spacesuit and reviews video games.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
All right.
So
he let me
you're
kiss
changing
his wife.
The channel from Toonami.
Yeah, I didn't like action stuff growing up. And still, as you can see, do not. I don't much care for it.
Joe, it's okay.
Okay, cool. I don't want to offend you guys. Because, you know, I get my little obsessions with things, too. And it's cool that you guys like this. But, yeah, I didn't like...
Do I like it? I don't know.
That's the thing.
If
you guys
do.
Were the pot. Like the folks at home don't know. They're not here watching it with you guys. You guys make fun of this an awful lot.
Yeah,
I don't know
do.
What you're talking about.
Okay.
It's from a loving place.
Right, right, right. That's true. That's
kind of. I don't know. That's how I feel about it. At least is like. I mean, even Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball, like watching it a lot of the time, you're laughing at it, but
yeah.
you still love it. I like
that's part
this
of the ride.
This is a good episode.
Listen, I like Dragon Ball, but I'm not a fucking weeb about it.
Oh boy.
So those are all different things. This is not Dragon... So Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, and Dragon Ball Super are all...
And Dragon Ball GT.
How could I have forgotten
yeah.
Dragon
Grand
Ball
Turismo.
GT? Tokyo
and
Drift.
And also Dragon Ball Z Kai.
No, but that's just Dragon Ball Z,
and
though.
Dragon Ball Z with Rome. you've forgotten about.
So those are all different things. It's all one long show that is the same like series, but it gets different branding in America because the Western mind cannot comprehend such a beautiful tale.
Right.
Yeah, and it's over the course of like one long timeline, essentially. It's Dragon Ball's
just like
Dragon
life.
Ball is first, Dragon Ball Z is second, Dragon Ball Super is third, even though it's produced fourth, and then GT is fourth, even though it's produced third. You understand.
Yeah, that's all very interesting to me.
Yes, it's like
Fast and Furious, you know?
Sure.
That whole thing where they rewound it, and you get it. Guys, this is...
Let's get into it.
I was happy to see you weren't traipsing across a desert, though.
Joe, what was your perception of Dragon Ball when you were a kid?
I think I told you, when you asked me to be on it, when we like saw you on the street, and I think you said we're doing a podcast about Dragon Ball Z Super, probably.
Barking guests.
Yeah, that's how we did it. I was like, I guess I got a spare. I'll bring a date. And but yeah, I think the things I told you that I assumed it would be a gang traipsing across a desert, and there's a green guy and there's a fat guy. And two of the three things that I said there we saw today, but I wouldn't have been able to explain it to you.
So instead, they're just trudging across the high seas.
Yeah, well, not even trudging. Everything was elevated into the air that we saw.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they were flying.
Most of it.
And you brought up a very good point that none of us had ever considered about flying in Dragon Ball, which is that when they're flying high above. The ship is still moving.
Ship should still
the
be moving.
World line up.
World keeps line up. Turning. Yeah, it doesn't. And that's probably where my dissatisfaction of it is rooted.
This is why science teachers won't watch it.
It's not. It's just not logical.
When you ask them, because they're your only friend.
Well then, Katie, why don't we get into this episode?
All right. The title of this episode is "How Dare You Do That to My Bulma, Vegeta's."
She wasn't done. It's so long.
How dare you do that to my Bulma? Vegeta's Metamorphosis of Fury?
Are they always that long?
Yes.
Are those two things? Is that like a Rocky and Bullwinkle thing where they're giving two
titles?
Or
okay. It's the same title.
And they're just all that
always
long.
Always two sentences with either an exclamation point or a question mark.
But the intonation of the announcer has no reflection of that punctuation whatsoever.
That's true, yeah.
He just goes, he
Can
is
Can we
just...
talk about very possessive of Vegeta to call her my Bulma? What, you own Bulma?
Yeah, especially you've abandoned her twice now.
She is a strong, independent woman, and she's getting back with Yamcha, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Can I say, from a plot standpoint, Vegeta really hasn't earned this?
No, he's a shit dad.
He's a shit husband. He's been gone all over the place for episode after episode now, and then suddenly now that Beerus shows up and slaps Bulma, he's like, "No, my Bulma!"
So that's the one spoiler, though, is that the slaps. We gotta build up to that.
Yeah, that's true. You really just dropped a bomb.
Let's get into it.
It's okay.
Jer Bear, can we get a jingle, a shitty dad jingle? Can you guys churn one of those out?
Yeah, we'll
us?
Work on it, but why don't you give us one for now?
Okay. So, I need to make the shitty dad?
Yeah, give us a shitty dad jingle.
Mad dad, sad dad.
There we go.
That's pretty good.
I would buy that product.
Yeah.
So what is this? Just like a mad and sad dad?
Yeah.
Sold. All right, great.
Who's the mad dad? Who's the sad dad?
Trick question, it's both, and they're all Vegeta.
I'm gonna go with Vegeta's mad dad.
Yeah.
Krillin is sad dad.
Yeah.
Because as we saw, Krillin cowers in fear as his wife goes to take care of the dirty work.
There's a lot of great moment with the women in this one, I must say, you know, because Carol
really progressive episode.
Yeah, so basically
with the woman getting slapped multiple times at the end
in slow motion.
Oh, I have opinions. Right, so Beerus is like, I'm gonna kill everybody. And then Bulma says, those jerks are ruining my birthday. And then we have a montage of everyone reacting. I would like to say this is an episode that is very heavy in what I call gasp acting. There's a lot of grunting, gasping, and like throbbing temples.
But I would assume that is every episode, though. As someone who has a whiff of Dragon Ball culture.
No, sometimes they're on vacation because they beat their kids.
But they're still gasping and react. I just do a lot of sweat beads and
a lot of that,
pulsating muscles. And
I mean, the whole Frieza Saga from back in Dragon Ball Z, I'd say is about 25% gasping.
Yeah, they've ratcheted
sweating,
it down a bit.
Groaning, a lot of groaning.
Uh-huh.
A lot of charging.
Vascular masculine energy.
Veins.
Going on. Yeah, veins.
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 The veins are popping because of their pre-workout supplements. Even the people who aren't fighting, they're throbbing in the distance. Just watching
it. It's implied throbbing.
Yeah, and their heartbeat is ratcheted up, and that's why they have to gasp.
Can I say one more thing that
yes.
I feel stupid about? I just assumed Vegeta was the green one. Because
wow.
of Veg.
Joe, I think you're my favorite guest.
So all aliens are the green
no,
one.
No, but
now?
Just like I knew the name Vegeta, and I would just assume that that was the green one.
Vegeta
wouldn't
and
that
Piccolo.
Make sense?
It's
wouldn't
like
that
vegetables.
Make sense? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Vegeta right? and Piccolo, who is the green one, have the same voice actor, who's also the producer of the show.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Interesting.
It's not all jokes. Sometimes it's fun facts.
And actually, right. you know what? Piccolo is also a pretty appropriate name for a green vegetable-looking person.
It's
I always think of the
yeah,
instrument.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, Piccolo. Yeah, I thought of the instrument. And maybe if there was a high voice, like a falsetto.
Oh, yeah, like,
voice.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so Boo should be Piccolo.
That's a really high power level.
Oh, man. You know, Joe, there's
yes.
a flashback here after Vegeta gets his head stepped on by Beerus, and we flashback to his dad, and you might be interested to know that Vegeta's dad is also named King Vegeta, and they live on planet Vegeta, so he's Vegeta Vegeta.
I yes. love it. That's great.
Don't try to follow it.
I will say, though, I feel like it's very ribald of you guys to be using the names of the characters in my presence. Can you please, from henceforth, I think you called him Beerus, call him the Mean Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Call...
You know what? Joe's making a really excellent
if
point.
If Katie wants to
okay.
break it down by name, we can then follow up afterward and be like, yeah, the green guy goes and slap the fat
to
guy
be
works
fair,
out.
Effeminate freakazoid.
Yeah. I have a note. I have a note here that Piccolo yells at his tiny guy.
There we go. Tiny guy. I know who you're talking about.
His name is
Dende. The small
or
one.
Where.
Okay.
A lot of Spanish in this. Soy
oh.
sauce.
So yes.
So what's going on in this episode? We have the people. They're fighting.
We have some important things that happen in here. Like we get the first
did
appearance.
We?
Well, important is a relative term. Important
okay, cool.
in the sense that I am here on a Sunday when I could be asleep.
It was important. I got ratcheted up. I had to get up and get a drink of water at the mill because I was too gasping for breath watching this excited anime.
We got an appearance of Gotenks.
That's right. We
oh,
saw
shit.
Gotenks
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
That was pretty sick.
Who is not Goku or Gohan.
No.
Or Goten.
Goten is...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Classic mistake.
They do they're like Go Team Venture thing, and then they combine, and they talk a lot of shit. There's like... So I am very obsessed with Trunks is like Bart Simpson dialogue, and we got so much stuff right here. He calls him a party-pooping kitty cat at one point. And he
that
goes,
was
Gotenks is like, I'm going to take you to school, because that's his reference part. Oh, and he calls him a dumbass.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right. He calls
there was
him
a swear. There was a swear.
Even Bart Simpson won't say dumbass.
No.
Yeah.
But if Bart Simpson fused with Milhouse, maybe he would. It doubles his age in just his abs area. Gotenks having an adult body that's 4 feet tall is more off-putting the more...
Oh, Billhouse. Billhouse would be his name.
That'd be game.
Billhouse! It doesn't work. You need two people.
Billhouse.
You want to say it with me?
Billhouse!
Super!
We've really lost control of this podcast.
Joe is never going to talk to us ever again.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah, just a little glimpse into your world. I love it. It's anthropological for me, you know?
Yeah, do you feel like David Attenborough watching the nerds graze at the water fountain?
It's very funny that Joe is the guest who's roasting us the most while wearing an
Look,
Ernie's
that's
shirt.
What I'm saying. I wanted to go into this with an open mind, but I knew that this... It's just this... That particular aspect of... That particular genre of animation just never appealed to me. And you guys are not doing a very good job to bring me onto your side.
There's a lot to catch up on, and the task is too big.
I know, yeah.
I also like I am empathetic to people who don't understand it, and I almost want to save them from getting into it. Like, save yourself. You have to eat and remember phone numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
You
right.
don't need 900 episodes of Dragon Ball information.
You try
you can't keep track of 12 characters all with the name Go something. All, and they all happen to have tall hair, and they're all similarly drawn.
Some
and...
of them have like different names for different contexts, like Kakarot versus Goku.
But that's like a real Kal-El, you know, Clark Kent situation.
One of you nerds can probably correct me on this.
Clark Kent.
Oh yeah, is this joke relatable? Is this joke relatable, everybody?
It's Joe, how are you feeling?
I didn't hear what you said, but I'm sure it wasn't relatable.
It's like how Snoop Dogg absolutely is sometimes sure. Snoop Lion.
That's right.
Okay.
Great.
Oh, that's I understand. All right. Now.
Cool. Cool.
And
kill
before.
Me.
Oh God. You kids ever dab?
Speaking of moms, after the kids get their ass kicked by Beerus, after screaming, say I don't spray it, a bunch of people go to fight him now, and one of them is Android 18, who exclaims, we have to protect the children.
It's
Android
true.
18 was very powerful, and now she's wearing pearls and defending the children, and it makes me so sad. By the way, Krillin not fighting, sitting
yeah.
on the floor.
Ladies that's, love children.
That's the name
that's
of that character?
Them all the time.
Android 18.
Android 18?
Yeah, she got turned into a lady, but she doesn't get a name because women are important.
Oh my God.
Well, her brother is called Android 17.
I think it's kind of a beautiful
a name.
It sounds Latvian or something. It has an exotic appeal to it.
Got some sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice little Weiss moment.
Weiss
seeing a sample of sushis.
Back to framing context through food. And we get a real James from Pokemon, like, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Which I do enjoy a good Ooh. Effeminate anime villain. Mm. Keeping those Dark Moon vibes going.
Sorry,
and
Joe, were yeah. you ever a Pokemon person?
No, not really. I had the game, and just didn't have the wherewithal to keep up.
This
I think
is
I,
mad.
I think I ended up, I would always end up, I would start over and like be, I would end up on that boat just like we began
yeah,
today.
Yeah, the SSAM.
Yeah, and then just get bored with it. I wasn't really a video game kid. Yeah.
I don't understand
like,
you.
Why? I like the golden age of animation. I like Hanna-Barbera.
I can tell
like,
you
yeah.
who
I...
he is. He saw this shit and thought it was too good for it because he's like, I'm into that classic stuff because, like, you know, you remember that kid?
Oh,
that
as a
start...
kid. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah.
You,
I was
like...
going to say, like, now?
No,
no, not at all.
I
came here trying
so
to.
What were we watching? A lot of Hanna-Barbera?
Yeah. I mean, I was as a kid, I was obsessed with
Looney Tunes.
When Animaniacs came along, I was all about that, and that was like you
oh,
know,
so that era of like Warner
like,
Brothers,
yeah, like I like
Freakazoid,
cartoony cartoons. I think you would describe.
Like,
not that this was. I mean, I was impressed with this, like how many like there are jokes in this. I wouldn't have assumed that there are like things that are supposed to be funny.
Oh yes,
yeah. And I was very impressed with that.
Well, that's the weird part of this part of the show is there didn't used to be as many jokes, but now there's you're supposed to be fighting, but they're like, hey, it's a cat. We're all having a fun
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah,
hey, this is good television.
You know what I found out the other day? I was reading about it. Akira Toriyama, the creator of the Dragon Ball franchise, apparently his favorite episode of Dragon Ball Z...
The car driving episode.
My favorite episode. We have the same favorite. He likes the comedic bits more
Jeremy,
than he likes the action bits.
Jeremy pulls off the mask, revealing he is Akira Toriyama.
What's up? I'm old and Japanese. Hi, guys.
Fucking
I knew it.
Should we keep going?
Yeah, we get back
we
on
are.
Track here.
Sorry.
I don't even know.
I thought this was like a pretty simple plot for this one where everyone tries to fight Beerus.
Yeah, they all take their
turns. And
then
they get flicked and they like and die then... and then more people fight him and then
yeah.
they get flicked.
We're more or less, yeah. That's,
yeah.
that's more or less what's happening.
They were dying by being flicked?
It's similar.
Yeah, well, okay. They weren't dead, but like they were
right.
knocked within an inch of their lives.
Gotcha.
It's very similar to the first fight with Goku where they just want to remind us of everyone's power. Hours. So yeah, we get Gotrunks
for
we
your
get,
charts at home.
Gotrunks,
you know what I meant. Ugh, who gives a shit?
Oh, that's offensive.
Oh, you're gonna have some weebs on
Goku's
your
Goku's official Instagram account is gonna be furious.
What's a weeb?
Goku underscore official is gonna be so
is,
mad.
I'm sorry, Joe just asked.
I don't know what a yeah, I don't know what a weeb
what
is.
What a weeb is?
A weeb is a derogatory term for a anime fan. I feel like the entomology is like weeb, weeaboo.
Well, initially, The term was Wappanese, which was for either wannabe Japanese or white Japanese.
I was not familiar with
that. Feels awful.
And now I feel uncomfortable.
No. So it takes a nice turn. So this was a very common term on 4chan years and years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
So common, in fact, that at some point they created a filter on the site so that every time you typed Wappanese, it would put in this gibberish word weeaboo, which is from a Perry Bible Fellowship comic or something like that.
Uh-huh. It is.
And so it just became this kind of like stand-in as like a prank on people who use the term Wappanese, and then it just caught on, and now it's a nonsense term for people like us, honestly.
See, sweeping the nation.
I saw you guys use the word weeb, and I'd never heard it before, and I assumed it was just dweeb, but you don't have time to say the D because you're too busy having full penetrative sex under the guise of the church.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for qualifying full
what
penetrated.
What is this podcast about?
You don't...
Yeah, what are we doing?
I'm learning a lot.
I feel so uncomfortable. So everyone...
You should get off of that spike chair. Hey, we're having fun.
That's a good qualifier.
I've been in an Iron Maiden this whole episode.
Just bleeding out the bottom.
You know, just doing women's work. Everyone takes turns trying to fight. Oh, there's a really good scene where Chi-Chi yells at Krillin for not fighting.
Oh, that's right.
She's like, your wife is up there risking her life and you're not fighting. And he goes, I can't. I got to take care of my daughter. And Yamcha steps in. He's like, don't worry. I got that child rearing.
Hey, Krillin, I want your daughter. I'm busy hitting the town. I actually love hanging out with little kids with old Jewish podcasters' names.
He's already, like, banging everyone's wife anyways.
By the way, has anybody...
Come live on my houseboat.
Has anybody observed that Krillin appears to have shrunk substantially since last we saw him? He's, like, the size of kids now.
Well, it's expressionistic.
Did he used to be bigger? He wasn't big.
He's never been big, but he was like at least like regular midget size.
Guys,
now he's child size.
The quality of this animation was terrible to begin with, but it has been rapidly declining.
Yeah, I'm not sure where
they
this is
blew
going
the entire load on that first episode. Like it literally wavers as you're watching it. Like the thickness of the lines change with like no rhyme or reason. People are different shapes. You remember when Vegeta punched that wall and his hand got giant for no reason?
Not in
a comical way, in like a weird force.
They had to spend a lot of money animating that snake that Goten fought for no reason.
Yeah, that snake that had a weird MS Paint like filter on it for some reason. I don't know.
When is this from? When?
Like now.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like
this is. Gotcha.
Yeah,
this
is
like, you know, it felt very now.
January 2017. It's
okay.
Not now.
That's wild.
Trump's America, am I right?
Oh, boy.
Sorry to get political. No, I'm not.
What are you talking about?
Is everyone okay? How's everyone doing?
How are we doing?
Cool, cool, cool.
We gotta get back to this plot.
Okay, we have a montage of everyone gasping, and then Vegeta goes Super Saiyan 1. Beerus, I'm sorry, the cat, the
Thank
playful
you.
Kitty.
You guys have said
angry
Beerus.
Meow, meow.
You guys have said Beerus 1,000 times since I asked you not to say it, though.
As we've come to know him, angry meow, meow.
You guys didn't talk about how the one guy was in like a sweater vest and glasses.
Oh,
Gohan.
And
yes, we've talked about it at last.
Oh, okay, sorry.
There's nothing
wrong.
Along with liking to look good, and that's the stage he's at in his life.
But he's not allowed to fight, or did he fight in that stuff?
He fought and then got punched out of the sky immediately, and he fought in his sweater vest. I was hoping there would be some sort of transformation where we'd finally get out of his castrated,
his
like,
sleeves
like,
blow off.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you guys
don't
remember
break
this.
My glasses
from Dragon Ball Z when he's a little kid and he's training with Piccolo in the woods. Piccolo does have the ability to just make clothes from his hand. He just like magically shoots clothes on to go
home. Piccolo's the green guy.
I forgot about that. Holy shit.
Yeah, he's got that power. So why
also,
not
Piccolo blows up the moon very glibly at that point in the story.
Now we're talking. True. Mr. Show reference in Dragon Ball Z. Who knew? Who knew?
There's more gasping and sighing, and then Beerus is like, this world's nothing but a tease. I'm going to blow it up. And then...
Did we talk about, how Whis is preparing a sushi boat?
Oh, yeah. Whis is preparing a sushi boat. He's delighted. He's still laughing. Once again, we keep cutting to conversations about sushis. There's a lover's quarrel about sushi. Angry Meow Meow is mad that his boyfriend didn't save him any sushi.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But not too mad.
No, they're having fun.
Yeah.
they still have the most
stable love each other
relationship in this series.
And something I think was quite unfair was Beerus angry meow meow.
Thank you. This is a great running joke, by the way. This is wonderful.
The jokes don't need to run when they can fly.
Oh,
my
man.
God, won't work. Okay.
Imagine boo. The one reference I can do.
He's got it.
And I like that you're doing that one and not the other characters that like have very similar names. Goku, Gohan, that you guys are just letting those fly willy-nil.
They don't have any like comical ways to shorten them.
I'd say Daddy, CPA, and Little Bart Simpson, right?
All
right,
cool.
Yeah, but Goten isn't Little Bart Simpson.
They're both Little Bart Simpson.
All right, whatever. Who cares?
Very confusing for everyone.
Guys, we have like 90 episodes.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And then we get to the most important part, which is everyone's like, this is it. We're all going to die. Beerus is going to end the world. And who steps in to save us? It's Bulma. It's her fucking birthday.
Hell
and
yeah.
She's like, oh,
yeah.
It's my birthday. You ruined my birthday. You got my name wrong on my latte. And she slaps him across the face.
Did anybody else think that there was like for a second a chance where he'd be like, oh my God, there's one thing I respect above everything else, and that is a woman's birthday.
A traditional
and
birthday. Then
he, no, and they really, they set us up for that a little bit in the last episode when he shows up and she's like, oh, I'm Vegeta's wife, if you could believe. And he's like, it's an honor and a privilege to meet you.
Oh, purr.
Like, it would have been completely reasonable if she slapped him and was like, you're ruining my birthday. Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. Let me just get out of your hair.
Just going to grab my sushi sampler, and then I'll be on my way.
So sorry.
Hopefully that won't be an episode-long arc.
Do you own this boat? Do I owe you a payment of some kind?
But instead of any of that, Angry Meow Meow retaliates by slapping Bulma across the face in slow motion from three different angles. And let me tell you, as a woman, not great.
No.
It was a full backhand, too. It wasn't even like a Bulma slap.
Yeah. I mean, in this show, you see women get hit a lot. Anthony 18 gets hit a ton. But it really did feel
like New Jersey this show.
But that's a robot, right? That's not a real...
They went so far out of their way right. to make this look like real-life domestic violence.
Yeah, it made me really uncomfortable, especially because now Vegeta suddenly doesn't want to be a piece of shit husband, and he's like, my Bulma, no!
Crawling
in! Yeah, he cries. First he gasps, then he cries, and then he goes Super Saiyan 2, which is like...
And then he laughs.
Oh, and then he laughs.
Yeah, because, you know, it's funny now.
He's like, I'm going to make you suffer.
And then the guitars come in.
Yep, and then we end
the credits.
It was a good cliffhanger, you know, because I did want to see where this was going, although I have a very strong feeling after watching eight people get flicked doing the same thing, that's probably what's going to happen again.
This feels like, you guys remember when that cruise ship got, like, stuck and everyone was shitting in buckets and trapped on a boat for six weeks?
Yeah.
I feel like I am there right now. I feel like I can empathize with those people's post-traumatic stress.
How many episodes of Boats
far we're on, I think, the fourth episode.
That's insane.
Yes.
I can't imagine.
On a previous episode, Dan Chamberlain did predict that we would be on for six episodes.
And this is four?
Might be on track for Dan.
Oh, God.
Dan guessed the lowest number we all thought we'd be on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, but if he wins, we're all going to chip in and buy him a
edible
arrangements.
Oh, cool.
That means we won't have to sit through the boat for 90 episodes, is what Jeremy predicted.
Hell yeah.
Would you still go through with this podcast if by like 60 boat episodes in it was still boat episode?
I would, because then we would change this to the Big Boat Show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a real catchy name. You gotta call this the Big Boat Show.
You got
I would do it. These are my only friends.
Oh man. So we're starting to run out of time here. I think before we close this one out, I'd like to do one thing, which is, Katie, would you give us a quick update on Boyfriend Watch?
Boyfriend Watch!
For those of you not in the know, your girl Carol lives a life of loneliness and darkness, and whenever I watch an anime, I have to think about who I'm going to wed. So it is written in Trump's America that all single women have to marry a cartoon character by sundown or else your ovaries will turn into wishes.
That doesn't sound so bad.
I don't know. I have
do
to
the
pee.
Smart thing and wish for more wishes, though.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they turn into Dragon Balls. That was the joke.
He just gives you more ovaries.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay. So currently, I feel like in the running, we got... Okay, so we have Vegeta, we have Yamcha, and Piccolo were the three... mainstays of this episode, and I am still voting Yamcha's getting bumped to number one because
yeah.
A, he was still just keeping it glib when things were getting scary.
Nice.
B, he offered to raise beta ass Krillin's child for him.
All right.
And he's just, you know, staying out of it though. He's
nice.
Taking an active role without having to show off. Number two, Piccolo, because of that cloaca.
The old Namek hole.
And also, he's the other person taking charge. Vegeta, off the table. I can't. Possessive when inconvenient and then unhelpful all other times.
It doesn't help you that you're getting slapped to death would push him to a new level.
You should take getting slapped.
You don't want
to
be a plot device?
I want to be my whole woman. She's the richest woman in the world. And it
not anymore.
Jeremy, is there any boyfriend that you feel particularly drawn to?
Well, so I think that Vegeta's dropped off of your third spot. I'd like to make a play for your third spot. I'd like to put somebody in there.
Who?
Into the third spot. I'm actually going to go with Mr. Satan.
That's true. Mr. Satan's been keeping it pretty consistent.
Yeah.
My man is vascular.
Who's
man
Mr. Satan?
Mr. Satan,
he's Macho
talking
Man
like
Randy's
45
habit, but he's
minutes.
In the show. It's very confusing.
He's the wealthiest fighter in the world. He presents himself as the strongest fighter in the world. In reality, he's fine. Yeah.
That's
okay.
That's one of the jokes. They're like, well, if you think this guy's strong, I have 600 episodes to show you.
He can't even fly.
Is no one going to pick the controversial opinion and say, Gotenks is technically over legal age?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you combine two 10-year-olds, you get a 20-year-old.
Yeah, and if you're, taking him on dates, he's going to have a lot of funny things he says. Like,
hell yeah.
Eat my shorts. And,
you know what? If you're into group play, you want to have like a three-way or something like that,
what if
he
your
can
lovers...
spit out some ghosts for you.
That's great, but I have... made a rule that no one under 25.
I was going to say, if you're into group play, he can split into two children.
Well, wait, what about the, can I
yes.
throw mine?
Yeah,
the person we weren't able to identify who in the very first shot is clearly wearing Crocs.
Oh, yes.
Very clearly drawn with Croc
who
brand
is this
shoes.
Mystery man.
Yeah, did we see Tien's shoes? Maybe it was Tien.
Yeah, it was probably Tien.
Speaking of which, Tien
probably
hot,
works in the
right?
kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Tien because they haven't really let him do anything yet.
Yeah.
I think he's in the running, like he's in like fifth place, but if they get some more lines next episode, maybe he gets bumped up. Who knows?
It doesn't bother
you. You're like a talkative guy.
It doesn't bother you. He has a third eye.
Whatever. You know, beggars can't be choosers in this day and age.
Yeah, we were talking about an anime boyfriend here. I feel like we can.
What's it looking at? It's never looking at the same things as the other two eyes, and it shoots laser beams out of it, I think.
It's looking directly into my heart.
Hey.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. No more questions.
All right, we are going far over time now.
Oh,
let's do a quick out of seven Dragon Balls. Alex?
Ooh, I did, as much as you guys thought it was disturbing, I thought it was pretty funny watching Bulma get slapped and say 4 out of 7 Dragon Balls.
4 out of 7. Joe, what do you got? Out of 7 Dragon Balls, what do you rate it?
I'll do, 6?
6 out of 7
hey.
Dragon Balls. Good episode. All
Joe's
right.
Joe's leaving.
It's
pleased.
The only one I've ever seen.
Hell yeah.
So, 6.
Katie, what do you got?
I mean, it did move the plot along, but I am not thrilled with the structure, so I'm going to give it a 4 out of 7 Dragon Balls.
Do better, Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, I got an appearance from my favorite character, Gotenks.
Hello.
So I'm giving this one 7 out of 7 Dragon Balls.
Yowza.
We're making a wish.
Woo.
Joe, what's your wish?
Oh, man. I wish you guys don't have me back to do a return guest appearance so I don't have to watch this show anymore. But I do thank you guys for having
Fantastic.
Me, by the way.
Granted!
Joe, where can the people find you?
I'm on Twitter at 2tonbug, #2. And I just started a new weekly stand-up show with my buddy Nick Nanny at Brooklyn Bazaar.
Fantastic.
Yeah, every Thursday at 9.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Alex?
Follow me on Twitter at Patak Jokes. And then, look, I'm going to plug everything through the Twitter. It's the hub. Go through there.
All right, Katie. Nice.
You can find me at Katie Rose on Twitter or on Instagram at Oh Hello Katie Rose.
And I am at Jeremy Thunder on Twitter. And you can find the podcast on Twitter and Instagram and all that sort of stuff. We've said it a bunch, but
keep
it's...
Keep that giraffe tweet.
Well, that's it for this episode.
Super!
Super. Not really, though.